Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm going to hit another subject that we've talked about recently on the show, but I think it needs to be hit again because there's a lot to it. And this is the whole area of your personal insurances. That auto, that house, the wind, the sinkholes, all that stuff that we got to be worried about here in Florida. And for you listening to this program in other parts of the country, you got your own problems too. Don't worry about that. But the thing is, you have to pay attention to this stuff because there's a lot going on. There's a lot changing in the area of personal insurances that we call it the personal lines insurance area. And so we're going to bring in someone with a lot of experience. And conveniently for us, just down the street, and it's Capital Partners is the name of the agency, and Barbara Ruggiero is our guest. And I'm excited to have Barbara on the program. She is their personal lines manager and has been with them, let me check here, good grief. You've been with them for 12 years. All right. And then 4 years prior to that with State Farm and 16 total years in the insurance industry. And Barbara, of course, is in the studio since she's so close to us. So there she is. Hi, Barbara.
Hey, David. Good morning. How are you?
I'm glad to be with you. Thanks for joining us. And so
Thank you.
It's nice to have a guest in the studio. So much of what Beth Muthart, our radio producer, sets up are people that are guests from all over the country. And it's nice to have somebody in the studio.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So before we dive in, because there's a lot we can talk about, we've got about 6 hours today to put into 27 minutes. So before we get into that, give us a little bit of background about you and Capital Partners so people know why you're here and why we've invited you on the program.
Yes, I'm an agent, personal lines agent with Capital Partners, and being an agent today is very challenging and rewarding at the same time. We have the opportunity to help clients and friends when a disaster or a loss strikes. Who else gets this opportunity?
Mm.
So we are, I feel, in a good position.
You're defenders of the people.
yes, we are. That's what we do. We are advocates for them. We fight for them. We make sure that they're treated properly in the event of a claim and that they're taken care of. So
Excellent. That's
what we do.
Well, that's what we need. And I should have mentioned this disclaimer that Capital Partners handles my personal insurance. So I'm glad to have them help me. In fact, you just recommended not long ago, Barbara, for me to change my homeowner's insurance, and you saved me money. And I don't think it even took 15 minutes, right?
Yes.
So that was good.
Yes.
So that's good. So, and you've had kind of a career where you were not in the insurance industry early on, and you made kind of a midlife shift?
I did. Yes. Yeah. I chose to be a stay-at-home mom with my children. We had 3 and 4 years. So it was a busy time.
Don't know anything about that.
But that was a choice my husband and I made. And then we realized they were going off to school. We were going to be empty nesters. So a good friend of ours at State Farm said, hey, you know, do you want to come and work a couple of afternoons a week?
Oh, okay.
So I did. And I enjoyed that. Then soon after that, it was 5 afternoons a week, and then it went to full time.
This is what happens when you have talent. People want it.
Yes. So I worked with them for 4 years, and then State Farm had strict underwriting guidelines for autos.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot going on there.
Yeah. So we were turning away a lot of good business and sending it to the independent agency right down the street. So that's when
okay.
I realized maybe I need to make a change.
Okay.
And then that's when I went to Capital Partners.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about Capital Partners.
Capital Partners.
Who are those guys? Mark and Andy?
Andy Thomas.
Good guys.
Yeah, they are good guys. I wouldn't have been with them for as long as I have.
I know. That's a good run.
And being in the independent side, we've got markets for just about everyone, and that's what makes it good for us. We have at least 36 homeowner carriers. We have about 10 auto carriers, and they have been so supportive of me from day one.
Excellent.
I mean, they've allowed me to grow, and they've challenged me, and they've made me actually a better agent and a better person. So I thank them for that.
Well, I think you just did. That's perfect. Excellent. Well, you know, here, I think for the listeners, Barbara, I think one of the things is kind of fundamental that doesn't always get talked about, and that's why I was excited to talk with you today on the program, is let's back up and really start with the very first part of this. Because for everybody out there with, you know, the TV commercials and do it yourself and save, and it only takes 15 minutes and all this kind of stuff where, you know, and we'll do this, we'll do that. And there people are bombarded with these messages that they don't really need an agent. So first question is, for the listener, why, you've given, I think, a couple examples that I understand, but tell people, why do they need an agent? What do they need an agent for? I mean, you mentioned different carriers and different things, but why an agent?
An agent is an asset protector for you. They get all the information that they need. They ask you all the questions that they need to put together a good portfolio, a good package for you. We're advocates for you. So at the time of a loss, at the time of a car accident, if you feel you're not getting the service from the company, you call us and we're there.
That's good. Well, and is it also the shopping and looking and knowing?
Yes.
You know, the challenge with a lot of things is if you try to do something that you don't really know, the risk is you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
So if I said, okay, I'm going to go shop and get my own insurances, which I'm not going to do, I'm glad you guys are doing it for me. But if I go and try to do that, see, I don't know what I don't know. I don't know about that there's an endorsement for this, or I don't know that there are these things. And I think that's one of the biggest values is that knowledge that you bring to the table.
Yes, absolutely.
That's very good. Yeah. So now, how about, you know, when somebody is saying, okay, I don't want to have to work with different companies, or I don't want to have to do that, or I'm not really satisfied with who I am working with now, and they decide they want to shop or they want to find a new agent. Mm-hmm. Before I started working with you and Capital Partners, Barbara, I had been with somebody that I just didn't feel like that there was, I just didn't have confidence that they were really shopping and maybe finding things. So I then, you know, looked around and I ended up, you know, after, you know, doing some evaluation, you know, having Capital Partners help me. Now, for people, the thing that I think that would be helpful for them to understand is how to choose an agent. What, you know, what differentiates agents? Because I think a lot of independent agencies have access to more than one carrier for different product lines and can do some shopping. But so what's the reason? I know I have my reasons, but what for most people, what do you think are some of the things they should look at?
Just what's important for me and Capital Partners and the rest of the Personal Lines team is the customer service that we provide to our clients. They're the most important thing to us and we take good care of them. So some agents write a particular piece of business. And in order to do that, they have to gather information, they communicate, they make a proposal, they possibly meet with the prospect, they give them their options, they present their proposal, and then they've made a connection.
Mm, okay.
Once that policy's been issued, the client never gets to speak to their agent again. They speak to a service department.
Mm.
So there's a disconnect there. People don't like that.
People like personal service.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm in the office and happy to speak to my clients. You know, I'm not there all the time. You know, I'm here today. So.
Yes, of course.
And I do go on vacation.
You are allowed to do that.
Yes, they do allow me to do that. but they get to speak to another member if a client calls in of our Personal Lines team.
Okay.
And if they need help right away, which happens sometimes, like in the event of a vehicle change, you know, you're on the phone with that customer and they've got the car.
The dealer and they're trying to finalize all the financing
and
or whatever it is.
They need the ID card for that vehicle and, you know, the client is going to drive away with that vehicle. So that needs to be handled right away.
Very good.
But in the event that they need an advice of an agent, then I'm there.
That's
and
good.
I can speak to them. I can call them back. Yeah.
So it's really, it's a client service. Because if everybody's got access to much of the same choices in terms of insurance companies, then it really comes down to the personal service and the expertise is not being able to answer the phone, but it's being able to answer the phone and know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
All right.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
If you're just joining us, Barbara Ruggiero of Capital Partners, a personal lines manager over at Capital Partners, is with us in the studio. CapitalPartnersInsurance.com, easy website for you. We'll grab a quick break. We'll come back to Barbara. One of the things I'm curious to know about is how technology is changing and impacting the insurance agency. So we'll go to that next. Stay right there.
You wouldn't drop your car off for repair service without first getting an estimate, would you? Of course not. Then why would you treat your all-important investment portfolio any different? Overlooked fees can really add up. Here's an example. Did you know that an extra fee of 1% on a $100,000 portfolio would equal $10,000 after 10 years? That's a lot of money. Do you know how much you're paying in fees? Why don't you get a second opinion from David Holland and invest with confidence? Call 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. Or visit planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation.
Hey there, welcome back. Enjoying the program. We have Barbara Ruggiero in the studio with us, personal lines manager over at Capital Partners Insurance, capitalpartnersinsurance.com. And we're going to go to another subject, which, you know, it's really interesting to me, Barbara. Technology, and this is, of course, a bit of a cliche, but technology is transforming, I mean, literally every business on the planet.
Yes.
Since its introduction and personal computers, and, you know, I was one of the kids that got pulled out. I'll date myself here. I was a kid that got pulled out of PE once or twice a week to go in and work in the little room where they had these massive computers that, you know, and you did basic programming, line 10, line 20, line 30. But ever since then, technology has totally changed different industries, and I know it has revamped and changed the insurance industry. You know, the insurances and investment work that we deal with, it's got to have made significant impact on what you do.
Absolutely, yes. And Mark and Andy are receptive to our needs in personal lines. They've propelled us forward to go paperless.
Good.
We have comparative raters for homeowner and auto quoting, which makes us better.
So this lets you do the shopping very quickly.
Absolutely. It makes us more efficient, and we're able to turn around quotes much quicker. And in this profession, you've got to be on your toes. It's a very competitive market.
I agree.
When they installed our second computer screen, I remember thinking, what am I going to do with this other screen?
That's funny.
And now I can't even imagine working without
it. Just two is all you got? I was thinking you'd have four or five, you know, like the traders with all their screens. Yeah, two's enough.
And this paperless process, we'll be able to access policy information through our agency management system instantly, rather than going to a file and file cabinet and pulling out a file. We can email policy information right to your phone. We still print to accommodate, you know, clients, because everyone has different needs.
Well, I got to have a deck page from you now and then for certain things. Sure.
Yes, yes. But the rating tools have made the biggest difference. Again, and technology is the key. We used to have to put in the same information in each carrier's website, and now our raters communicate directly with the carriers, and they rate with just one entry of information. So
that's
that
good.
Makes it better for us.
Less keystrokes, more what that does, of course, Barbara, as you know, is it lets you use your noggin. You know, you're not just putting keystrokes in. You can then say, okay, now I see the rates. Now I can think about the respective companies.
Correct.
How they work, how good are they on claims. You know,
yes.
cheap isn't better.
No.
Better's
cheap,
better,
no,
right?
Cheap is not always the best. No.
I could save you money. No, hold on. Let's get a better policy, because we don't want cheaper. We want better. So, and then look at, we'll get to the endorsements and things like that as well. So when you look at the technology and some of those changes, Barbara, here's the other question that the listeners would want to know. How is all that driving the industry? And what I mean by that, or what are some of the big trends that you're seeing right now that people should know about with regard to either, you know, home or auto or somebody's wind and some of this other stuff? What are some of the big things that people should need to know about, or should already know if their agent's doing a good job? Mm-hmm. You know, what should they know about that's evolving and changing that really they should be aware of?
Well, the biggest thing is the industry is a cyclical industry, like most industries. Right now, we're in a soft market.
Yeah, you guys use soft and hard markets.
Yes.
I remember that. Okay.
Yes, yeah. And that's because we haven't had any major storms in over 10 years. So companies want the business now.
So soft means that the company has to be more competitive to win
Correct.
The business? Okay.
Correct, yes. And they're doing things to make it a better policy. So that a lot of companies now are offering wind and hurricane
with their... Which before they didn't.
No, they did not.
If you had to buy it separate.
A separate through Citizens, which we know what Citizens is doing. They are not wanting to be in the insurance market anymore.
And that's more a function of not so much, you know, Citizens itself, but that's more of a, I guess, a gubernatorial governor, you know, the governor and their philosophy, right?
Correct.
So right now, the current administration is saying, we're not in the insurance business.
No, the
Let's
state
push this
does
out
not.
To the capital.
It doesn't need to be in the insurance
business.
Push this
out to the private sector.
Correct.
Okay.
Which makes it easier for the client because they just have one policy, whereas before they had the hazard policy or the homeowner policy, the wind. And in many cases, the flood. So they had three separate policies on one home. So it's a lot easier for them. It makes it easier in the event of a claim also, where you have one adjuster to deal with.
Instead of everybody pointing a finger. No,
exactly.
No, I know you have water in your kitchen, but that looks like a flood to me. No, you know, you don't have the conflict between the different insurance companies.
Yes. And that's huge when you're talking about a claim.
Pass the buck, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. So, all right. So you've got the thing going on with Citizens. And so you're seeing then a lot of people that are on Citizens are going to other insurance companies right now.
Yes. Okay. We are moving them to companies that offer the wind and hurricane as well.
Excellent.
Yes.
So somebody's got Citizens out there. Maybe they're not getting a lot of service or response or proactivity from their agent. Get in touch with you guys.
Call
you
your
can
agents.
Help them with that.
Call us.
All
yes.
Right.
Yes.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Well, not, you know, not every, in my world, you know, Barbara, not every financial advisor or planner is created equal and they all don't work the same way. Mm-hmm. And I know that's the true in your industry and your particular part of the insurance community as well. So you've got that trend. Now, another thing I want to get to, well, I'll tell you what, let's grab a break. I want to go a little early on the break. If we come back, I want to dig into this. This is a little deeper subject. I want to talk about, you know, the customization that somebody might need, Barbara, with regard to their policies, endorsements, and things like that. If you're just joining us, Barbara Ruggiero is in our studio, personalized manager over at Capital Partners, capitalpartnersinsurance.com. You know what I'm going to say? Quick break. We'll be right back.
These are challenging times for investors. The stock market is volatile, with 10% drops a common historical occurrence. Is your financial portfolio prepared for such a correction? What about inflation? What's your plan when that gallon of milk or gallon of gasoline costs $16? And what about interest rates? Did you know that a 10-year bond could drop 10% if interest rates rose just 1%? What's your plan for that? Holland Financial has all the answers to questions like these and practical steps to help you hedge against these negative events. Call 671-PLAN. Or visit PlanStronger.com to schedule your one-on-one meeting with David Holland. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@PlanStronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And we're back. And Barbara Jurer's in the studio with me, personal lines manager, Capital Partners Insurance, CapitalPartnersInsurance.com. Right over on Nova Road, right around the corner from my office. Okay, so I want to come back to another thing, Barbara, that I think that myself included, I'll put that out there so nobody is offended. I'm just as ignorant as they are about all these different endorsements. You know, once upon a time when I took my 220 General Lines Insurance class back in 1992, I knew some of these endorsements, but I know that that's changed and it's evolved. So for people listening, you know, first of all, what's an endorsement? And then two, give us some of the major types that are available that people should know about, that at least their agent should be talking to them about or at least considering.
Homeowner policies are packaged policies.
Okay.
So you insure the home or whatever it would cost to rebuild, not market value, not what the conditions of the market are doing today. It's what it would cost to rebuild the home. So that's an important amount to have in mind and to know what the value of your home is and how much it would cost to rebuild. So being that they're package policies, once you have that figure, let's just use $200,000, then the personal property used to be at 50% where you got replacement costs.
Okay.
So you would have $100,000 in personal property. And then everything is a percentage of that. So loss of use is at either 10 or 20%. Liability, very important issue in the homeowner policy.
Oh, yeah.
The higher the high liability, the better. We don't issue policies with 100,000 liability, only with 300,000 or more.
Okay, good.
So that would be kind of an endorsement where you increase that. In the standard policy, it's 100, so we would increase that to 300. Because they're package policies, now different companies have included packages that we can include with that policy. So some call it the Emerald endorsement, some call it the Guardian endorsement. And what that means is that there are standard coverages in the policy, and you get, like, let's say in the event of a theft or a burglary, there's $100 included on a standard policy. If you buy that Guardian endorsement, that increases it to $1,000.
Oh, okay.
Securities, same thing. It goes from $1,000 to $5,000. Watercraft also can be included on there. Jewelry and furs, $1,000 on a standard, $5,000 with the endorsement. So those, they've packaged them together so that if you were to endorse the policy and just increase, let's say, the liability, give replacement cost on contents, water damage.
So there's a lot of different options. So
correct.
There's a basic package with your policy, and then you can add on these different things. It's a little bit like having the old Blue Plate special, and then
correct.
You can add on extra things.
Correct. Yes.
Or buying a car, and you can take the standard car and then start adding features. So when you look at these, this, I guess, is, of course, knowing your client and their needs.
Correct.
You can
correct.
Start.
You need to assess that.
Yeah, and
so
add the
that,
things they need, not the things they don't.
Absolutely. But some of these packages, they include special coverage for personal property, which is an open peril policy, which is nice. It's not a named peril policy.
All right, you're going to have to translate that into English.
Yes, I will. But some of these packages are actually cheaper to add on to the policy
really?
Than if you were to endorse each of the individual ones. So sometimes it just makes sense to add the package and give that broader policy. So you've got to look at all the options.
So when you start talking about perils, you're talking about things that can go wrong?
Absolutely. On a regular standard homeowner policy, of course, you've got fire, you've got lightning, you've got windstorm and hail, explosion, damage caused by aircraft, by vehicles, smoke, vandalism. On an open peril policy, you've got a whole other list that wouldn't normally be covered on a standard
policy. What
would be
some examples of that?
Some examples. A bear at a campground walks off with your camera.
That's funny. Maybe the bear had a beer and then he walked off with your camera. Yeah, that's good.
Your waterbed bursts. On a standard policy,
not covered.
It's not a covered peril.
It's not a flood.
Right, exactly. Mm. Yes. Your aquarium breaks and water floods the room. Spillage, such as spilling tomato sauce on a white carpet.
Mm, I've never done that.
Oh, yeah. Nail polish on a couch and chair.
Okay.
So those are different, you know, I mean, it's got more coverage. It's a broader policy.
So broader, more open is better.
Correct.
And you just have to find the happy medium on cost.
Absolutely.
Now, what about, and this is another thing that I've always been curious about, and I know that I've talked to your agency about this, Barbara, is having, you know, and I guess I get depends on, again, it depends on the person. But sometimes it's going to make sense for you to, and I want you to help expand on this, using one company to cover kind of everything, your house, your car, you know, all that, and versus having a company that has really good homeowners, having another company that's really good for the auto, another company for the boat, another company for the umbrella, another company for the flood, you know. Give us kind of the pros and cons or how you see that working in today's market.
Yes. Unfortunately, insurers don't want to insure property in Florida. So that's
really?
The problem. Mm. That's the problem.
But they want the other stuff.
Absolutely.
So they got to take it.
Yes. Yeah. The big insurers all left the state of Florida, you know, 9-10 years ago. So we've got that problem where we don't have a company that can do all. We do. There are markets for high value clients that cater to homes.
Like a Chubb.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
An AIG,
okay.
A fireman's fund.
Okay.
And they cater to high value clients, homes $1 million and above.
Okay. But and then the ancillary stuff as well. Okay.
They like to have the whole package.
But
they don't.
Absent that, then you are looking to
packaging
the companies now, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's good to have an agent that overlooks all of these different companies and knows your needs.
Yeah, because I couldn't tell you where one company stops and one picks up, Barbara. I don't know. That's why I trust you guys. So the... You could have then these companies worked in effect, the policies work together.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So what would be some of the things that you see when you have these companies work together? Where are some areas that people need to look out for that, you know, where maybe there's not, you know, where they think maybe the policies are covering them together and they're not? You mentioned the waterbed, you know, that breaking or something like that. But where do you see some gaps that sometimes occur?
Well, the most gaps would be, of course, the liability. If we don't go up to $300,000,
okay,
that's a problem.
So this is somebody comes on your property and gets hurt.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And they sue you.
Okay.
Then there's another gap. If you talk about gaps, if you have a personal umbrella policy, you have to have the minimum underlying on the home, which is $300,000, and on the auto, which is $250,000 each person, $500,000 each accident.
So if you've got the umbrella that starts at a certain level, say $250,000 for the auto, but then you don't have the proper insurance on the auto.
It's the other way around.
Other way around?
Right.
Okay.
It's the other way around. So you need the underlying on the auto,
okay,
to qualify for the umbrella policy, for the liability. And that's why working with one agent just makes so much sense, because they can look out for all of these things for you. And we are in a litigious society.
Oh, sure. Well, and I've had people come in and they're like, well, I got this account over here, I got this account over there, and I want you to handle this one account. I'm like, you know what? Who's the quarterback? You know who's the quarterback? You are. And this is where getting it all pulled together makes it so much easier. And a coordinated financial plan or a coordinated insurance plan. That's what people need, Barbara.
Yes.
They really do.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm really glad you came in and could spend some time with us, kind of understanding. I know we just scratched the surface on all this. Mm-hmm. More information, ladies and gentlemen, is over at capitalpartnersinsurance.com. And of course, you'd like to go in and visit with Andy, Mark, with Barbara, you can do that and spend a little time with them. Capital Partners Insurance, capitalpartnersinsurance.com. Barbara, I'd like to thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you for having me.
We're out of time.
Oh, my goodness.
That's it. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.